Russia spent $50 billion on the 2014 Sochi Winter Olympics, making it the most expensive in history and among the most impressive. Russia dominated the Sochi Games, winning 33 medals and attracting a new generation of winter sports fans.
At the moment, Sochi is a resort that is easily accessible, and people want to ski there. So after the Sochi Olympics, it has become more popular. Skiing and snowboarding have become more popular.
But a second investigation by the World Anti-Doping Agency could see some of Russia's Sochi champions stripped of glory.
That would hurt, as I understand that politics are connected with this. I will still cheer and hope for more justice.
Russia defiantly held its own Olympics Day after its athletics team was banned from Rio's Summer Games in August over allegations of state-run doping. Russian officials deny state involvement, but some, including the Olympic Committee president, have quietly resigned. Russia's sports minister, named as a top figure in the scheme, was promoted to deputy prime minister.
There has never been a negative attitude to doping in our country. One was sympathetic to everybody. Nobody was seriously punished. The international sanctions were naturally accepted and observed, but nobody was punished.
But more Russian athletes are acknowledging that widespread doping is a problem that needs to be addressed.
Yes, there used to be a medication that we all took when I was a player. It is not allowed for use now. It helps the heart. Those who did not succeed in stopping to use it in time could not participate in important competitions like the World Championship or World Junior Championship.
Klivchenko says half his young players, although now just kids, want to one day become champions. To achieve those dreams, he says, players need to train hard, be aware of forbidden drugs, and not make the same mistakes as players of his era did. Daniel Sheriff, VOA News, Moscow.